BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The United Nations says 65 African migrants drowned when their boat capsized off the Tunisian coast as they tried to reach Europe by crossing the Mediterranean. The stricken boat set off from Libya. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has allowed a rescue vessel to let the 30 migrants it picked up off Libya disembark at an Italian port, but he said the ship will be impounded. Mr. Salvini closed Italian ports to rescue vessels last year. The UN says Houthi rebels in Yemen are about to withdraw from three vital ports that handle most of the country's supplies in the first major step since a ceasefire was agreed in December. The UN general overseeing the deal said the Houthis intended to redeploy their forces over 4 days from Hodeidah, Salif and Ras Issa. The international community has taken a major step to reduce pollution from plastic. Almost 190 countries, meeting in Geneva, have agreed to add plastic to the Basel Convention, which regulates the movement of hazardous waste. The share value of the digital taxi app Uber has dropped by nearly 8% on its first day of trading on Wall Street. It was floated on the stock exchange for the first time on Thursday at a price of $45. Police in Argentina have arrested two men accused of shooting a politician and a civil servant in Buenos Aires. Congressman Hector Olivares and Miguel Yadon were shot several times from a passing car on Thursday. Mr. Yadon died of his wounds. Thousands of people in the U.S. state of Utah are commemorating 150 years of the Transcontinental Railway. They've gathered to witness a reenactment of the day a golden spike was hammered into place, completing the railway, linking America's east and west coasts. The railway slashed travel time, fostering migration and economic development. That's the BBC News.